This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report. On the internet fight, follow the money to keep the scorecard. The problem of transactional versus transformational organizing is nowhere clearer than in the lines being drawn around the issues of net neutrality and the internet as a public utility between the old line civil rights groups and reformers. Some are trying to make much of seeing groups like the NAACP, LULAC, PUSH, and old lions like Reverend Jesse Jackson trek into the offices of the FCC and his chair, Tom Wheeler, to ask the commission to let the companies do whatever they can to whomever they can to make their money. It's sad and embarrassing commentary on the state of the institutional apparatus of reform. It's also a display of the real grease that smooths the engines of our movement rather than the direction we all know we need to travel on the highway. Comcast, AT&T, Times Warner, and others have paid the pipers. For years, they've underwritten conventions, conferences, partnerships, projects, ad books, awards, and scholarships for the old line outfits. Big companies maintain relationship specialists with various names whose job description is, in fact, managing these relationships, providing the grease, pressing the flesh, solving little problems, and showing up at big events. This is soft power that tries to avoid the direct expression that a quid pro quo is involved, even when everyone involved realizes there will come a time when the chits are called in. Most smoothly expressed, these big companies and most others, like banks, for example, would maintain that at the most they're getting access and have the right Rolodex to be able to present their best cases to the decision makers in these organizations. I'm not saying that the organization shouldn't take the money. Times are hard for organizations. At the same time, they have to be able to walk away and maintain their credibility, or it's all over. Look at the tragic farce that has become Andrew Young's legacy, from civil rights to politics and diplomacy, and now as corporate shill from Walmart to whoever makes the next contribution and pays the next plane fare. These are cautionary case studies. We saw this over and over again when Acorn was in fights with banks and other lenders, for example. I've often told the story of the settlement with HSBC when we insisted Acorn's share for remediation had to be double the annual level of what they'd paid an old-line beltway civil rights organization to saddle up to defend them and oppose us. In fact, we saw with Comcast when it refused to listen to our demands for outreach to our communities on internet access and instead wanted us, I don't know to do what, but accused us of a shakedown. They thought and still think it's all transactional. In the arrogance of corporate power, many of these big whoops start to believe that everyone can be bought, even when they must know only some are really for sale. There's a reason that politicians and others are left scratching their faces in the modern protest and turmoil around police brutality and racial discrimination. They don't have anyone to call in their speed dials that has credibility on the streets and in communities. They're calling the old lions, but they're a long way from where the action is because, in fact, they're in the lobby, waiting to come up to the elevator for a chat with the big bosses now. Reportedly, Reverend Jackson argued to FCC's Wheeler that he needed to protect the big company's monopolies so that they would make investments in minority communities. Given the tragedy of sorry access and utilization in our communities from these companies, as well as the exorbitant pricing which creates the digital divide and maintains their millions, it's just a matter of time before everyone asks Reverend Jackson and others, what investment? And that's a question to be feared. If the answer is only an investment in some this and that with these organizations rather than in communities that are so desperately demanding change. Transactions are invariably temporary. Transformation is always permanent. When change is coming, and it is coming, it's best to be on the right side of that line. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.